AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. NATO and Poland say a missile strike in the Polish farmland that killed two people did not appear to be intentional and was probably launched by air defenses in neighboring Ukraine. In Poland,
no, jednak coś uderzyło. Jeszcze w sumie nie
Kinga
wiadomo,
Cancer lives in the village where the missile struck. She
no,
told the AP two persons were killed and not so
starytko,
old, but relatively young persons.
Były, tak?
Both their families are going through sadness and grief now and pain because they went to work and have not come back. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. support for Ukraine will continue.
Russia is facing setback after setback on the battlefield. And Russia is putting Ukrainian civilians and civilian infrastructure in its gun sights. Both of these things only deepen the resolve of this contact group, and they only intensify Ukraine's determination.
The U.S. to date has provided more than $18 billion in weapons and equipment to Ukraine. A prosecutor says a witness told police the University of Virginia students suspected of opening fire on fellow students as they returned by bus from a field trip targeted specific victims. Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. made his first court appearance and was ordered held without bond. Authorities say 22 Los Angeles County Sheriff's recruits on a training run were hit by a vehicle. Five were critically injured. The driver was among those with minor injuries. Senate Democrats are moving ahead with legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriage. Democrats are acting now that they face the prospect of divided government in the next Congress. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is planning a test vote on the bill, betting that at least 10 Republicans will vote with all Democrats to advance legislation to ensure same-sex and interracial marriages are legally recognized nationwide. The Navy says U.S., Japanese, Australian, and Canadian warships are currently staging extensive joint drills in Japanese and international waters. This is AP News. It's going to cost a lot more to put a Thanksgiving dinner on the table.
Lower production and higher costs are only part of the reason the Thanksgiving meal is going up. Disease, rough weather, and even the war in Ukraine are also contributors. Prices are up about 28%, but not everywhere, says Walmart CEO Doug McMillan.
The Walmart U.S. team has set the retail prices for a typical Thanksgiving meal the same as last year. We're removing inflation on a basket of traditional Thanksgiving food items, including whole turkeys, for under a dollar per pound.
Stores like Lidl and Aldi also offering deals, and Target is advertising 99 cents per pound on select frozen turkeys. Julie Walker, New York.
Ben & Jerry's board of directors rebuked the sale of its products in West Bank settlements, the latest salvo in the Vermont-based company's feud with its corporate parent over ice cream sales in the territories. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.